asked me the other day to make you like some simple syrup. And I just remembered it right now.
I know, that's crazy. I made a bunch though.
I never made it. I was like,
can't trust no one in this shit.
No, on God, bro. That's my fault. It really hit me. Like, it woke me up out of my sleep type shit. I was like, damn, bro. I didn't make it with simple syrup still.
But when you do, though, that shit lasts like 3 months.
No cap. Bro, no one makes the right amount of simple syrup. It's always like 1 liter, 2 liters. What are you going to do with that? You know?
Espresso martini.
Come on. We should have. No? Too early?
Too early.
Never too early. I have it written on my wall. Never too early for an espresso martini. All right, let's do this for real, okay? You ready?
Locked in, baby.
Are you sure? You look a little tense.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, but I see it in your, you know what I'm saying?
I look tense?
You look tense a little.
It's just don't do it, Max.
You don't do it, Max? That's what we like. I like that. All right. Welcome back to the Farm to Fork podcast. Episode 3. We still made it. We're still here. You know what I mean? I'm your host with the most, Lord Riss, a.k.a. Chef Sexy, a.k.a. What's the other one? Neil Strong Arm. Not Armstrong, Strong Arm. If you know, you know. No one knows. No one knows about that. And yeah, man, I've just been kind of delayed. But you know what they say, you can't rush perfection. Things going to take time. Things take time. You know what I mean? But what counts is we're here, you know what I mean? And I'm with a lovely guest. A treat. I'm with someone who I admire a lot, actually. You know, someone that means a lot to me. Someone who I look up to for real. Someone I've been working with for a little while now. Do you know what I mean? Kind of, we grew up in the same neighborhood. Went to the same school, all that good stuff. So kind of felt like full circle when we started working together again. This guy, started from the bottom, literally. Like dishwashing, busboy, server, you know what I mean? All the way up to bartender, maid d'hotel, you know what I mean? Like really made it. So that's really cool. I think it's a very relatable story. A very, you know what I mean? It's something that I think it's like the definition of just hard work, you know what I mean? So that's really why I wanted to have him on today, Mr. Tony Lee.
What's up?
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
For sure. Beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Very pretty.
Very pretty outside. Apparently it's cold. Looks nice though. Yeah, bro. Just how you doing?
I've been great, bro. How you been doing? How's the podcast treating you?
Bro, life is different as a podcaster.
Why?
Because it's like jumping into content creation is just, it's completely different than, you know, going into work every day, clocking in, doing what you got to do.
I mean, it's a nice passion, though. It's turning into a passion, though.
It is, absolutely. I really didn't think I had, that I had it in me. Or that it's something that actually interested me. But like as I started doing it, I was like, yo, this is actually like, this is fire.
It's crazy because you've been talking about it for years now. And I just made it happen this year.
Facts.
Yeah. 2024. That's the year.
It's the year. Just wake up and, you know what I mean? Swag. So I wanted to talk to you about, before we get into work and bartending and all that stuff, I want to bring it back. Growing up in DG. How was like that? How was that like for you? How did it shape your life? Tell me about it.
I got one word for it.
Tell me.
NDG, home.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, NDG, you have to be, it builds character.
Mm-hmm.
High school. We went to the same high school.
Of course.
Rough times. People Saint fight. Nick? People have different career path. It's for not sure. All doctors, you know?
No, for sure.
But yeah, I feel like growing up there like built me mm-hmm. as a person. So I'm strong like mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it helped me in the industry as well. So,
yeah. Nice. That's what I'm saying. It's like, bro, I live in the plateau now, but I got DG in my heart, you know, for life.
It's two different areas.
It's completely two different areas. And it's funny, too, because when I lived in DG, I always said I was never going to go move in the plateau.
Same.
It was not my vibe that I couldn't do it. And, like, here we are. feels like home, but still, you know, this is, it's not the same. Yeah. It's not the same.
There's a little kick to it.
Exactly. A little spice, you know? Yeah. So what was like your main, your main hangout spots, like the main activities you do in DJ?
I was a sporty, so I was always at the park, mm-hmm, playing basketball, getting trash talked. If you go there, if you, like I said, if you're not ready for like going to the court and play basketball, you're not from NEG. They roast your family, they roast everything. So come on, man,
they really do.
No, yeah, I was at the park. I was a skater too, so mm-hmm, I used to hang out with a lot of friends. Benny? And just Benny.
Yeah.
Benny Park. I'm mostly just doing sports, honestly. Okay. I was very innocent back in the days.
Very innocent back in the days.
Yeah. Damn. We'll get to it afterwards.
Yeah, we get into that.
Yeah.
Okay, dope. So your first job. What was your first job actually? And do you think it, like, or how did it prepare you for what you do now?
My first job, I work at Reno Depot. Mm-hmm. I was cutting wood, and I think the main thing that I learned from that, it's service à la clientèle, sorry, mm-hmm, pardon me, and I feel like it helped me along with clients a lot, and yeah, but it was a tough job. I was 15, 16, mm-hmm, I had to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but all my friends were chilling late at night, so
yeah,
but it's my first job, you know, everybody has that first job that shapes you in it.
You started, you were in school?
I was in school, yeah.
Okay.
I had to pay my braces for 5 years.
You had braces?
Yeah, for 5 years.
Damn.
5 years. It was 8,000 back then. Yeah,
that's,
man,
crazy. That's expensive as fuck. Yep. I'm glad I never had to wear braces. I always wanted to, though. I really thought they were aesthetically pleasing.
Invisalign right now, or like the,
no, just old, like the old braces.
Oh hell no.
You know, I would see, like, you know, all those those TV shows and cartoons, the person wearing braces is like obvious, like automatically the nerd, they get bullied, whatever, and I thought it was so nice.
No,
I thought it was so nice. Then I realized how expensive it was too, and I'm like, yeah, this fuck's got money.
It was, for me, it was 8,000. I smiled once from sec 1 to sec 5.
No way. Because
I didn't want to, like, people see that I had braces. Yeah. And now we have, like, Invisalign and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a game changer. Yeah. Game changer for real. Damn. So, let's segue into, like, your first actual job in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Tell me what that was like for you while I pour this Hennessy real quick.
I was my first job in industry was dishwashing, right? So my mom's friend got me a job. I was still like 16 or 17. And what happened?
It may or may not have just spilled that.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, she got me a job and I started dishwashing. I hated that job. I'd rather cut wood for like 10 years instead of dishwashing. I respect them.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like you're somebody's slut, you could say. I'm sorry for the language. Apologize. But to be honest, that's how I felt.
Okay.
I did it for like 4 months and I just quit and never showed up again.
You just, no 2 weeks, no nothing? You just stopped coming to work?
That was hard for me. That first job was hard for me.
Fuck. Where was it?
It was in Saint-Hubert. It was called, it was like an Italian spot, but yeah, it closed down.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's one thing I never done. I've never been a dishwasher. I've washed dishes in my life, obviously, because you have to, but that's one thing I hate doing. I hate
me
washing
too.
Dishes.
I hate washing dishes at my own crib, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm why saying? Would I do it for a restaurant?
What? Yeah. And then those guys, sometimes, like, you know, depends what you're making, obviously, but some guys have no idea how to cook. They burn every single fucking pan. Shit's caked on, black. You gotta scrub that, and they're pressuring you. Because, like, realistically, as a dishwasher, you're like the backbone of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Sans plongeur, you don't have anything.
For sure. I respect them. That's why I give so much respect to dishwashers. Mm. I feel like you have to treat the dishwasher with as many respect, like, as anybody.
Because mm-hmm.
I feel like people, like, downgrade a bit, you know, dishwashers.
Absolutely.
And the way they speak to them and stuff, the way they throw things at them, mm-hmm. like, come on, man. You have to have self-respect and respect for them as well.
Of course. Yeah. And those are the same people that when there's no dishwasher, they don't want to be anywhere near the
home. Oh, yeah.
There's some, they're
when
busy
when time
now.
Gets hot.
They don't stand on business, bro.
They don't stand on business.
Shit. Okay, cool. So tell me, you did dishwashing for 4 months.
Yeah.
And then where do we go from there?
Well, my I found the place we worked together at. My sister was working there, and my mom's friend was a manager there at the time. So they hired me as a busser, and they told me I was too skinny to be a busboy because, you know, you had to have torpedoes with like 20 plates on them and going up and down, and down every night, right? So that's how I got into the industry. I was a busser.
Okay.
And I remember my first shift. I will never forget this. 200 reservation. The guy who was supposed to like teach me all the ways to do it dipped. He just left.
Quit?
He just quit on the spot. So I was there. I was the only busser. Is that a Friday night? No experience. In like, nuts whatsoever. I don't know what's the first service, the second service. Oh, God. I don't know nothing. I just go down. I get screamed at. I'm like, okay. They tell me to bring up 20 plates. I'm like, that's my first time. I don't know how to hold a torpedo. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what a Long Island Icy is. I don't know nothing.
Nothing.
Right? So that was a very, very weird experience.
Trial by fire. You just get thrown in.
And then I just stayed in. And I bust my ass for 2 years. Learned.
So this is a question for you as a person. Like, what made you want to stay after that? Because I know a lot of people that would not, you know, survive a night just like that. No training, just getting thrown in. Do you know what I mean? What made you want to come back? What made you want to continue doing this?
I feel like it's compared to sports.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of ego in sports. So imagine if I suck at something, I want to prove something like, you know, I'm good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a busser, they all told me I was skinny, this, you're not going to toughen an issue, whatever. And I was talking post-COVID, before COVID, right? So the industry is completely different. We'll get to it afterwards.
Completely different.
So you have chefs that scream at you. You have people throwing shit, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I just had to prove to them, like, you know what? I'm that kid. I'm him. Yeah.
I like that.
Yep.
So you were in this same place post-COVID. I mean, no, pre-COVID, excuse me.
Pre-COVID,
during COVID, post-COVID.
Yeah.
Now it's... Now you're still here.
Still here.
Times have changed, though.
Times have changed. People getting soft. I'm just saying.
People getting soft. Like, facts. It's just the fact that now the criteria of having someone, of getting people, I feel like we're obviously getting better now.
You're a barista. You're a bartender after.
Excuse.
You work at Starbucks. You're going to be the head bartender.
Excuse me? Oh my God, we're not trying to ruffle any feathers now.
No, I'm kidding. Am I?
You know who you are. You know who you are. It's crazy. It's crazy how times have changed, because I remember personally throwing out a pile of CVs this thick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of like good CVs too. Like, you know, people that have proper experience, but you know what I mean? Oh, there was a 4 month break here. We can't really explain it. Ciao. Do you know what I mean?
No.
You haven't been working this amount of time? Gone. Now it's like, you got arms, you got legs. Like, welcome to the team.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How do you seeing this, like, how do you work around this? Because you're an OG right now, you know what I mean? What do you think about this? How do you work around this?
It's very tough. Because like I said, we're in a different, complete era, I feel like. Like I said, people are soft, so you have to be careful how you say things now. Before I used to, like I said, you took a plate without a rag and you get burned or something. You're the chef is screaming at you like you're his fucking dog or something, you know? And right now, if you tell somebody like, oh, can you run your drinks? Oh my God, he gave me so much attitude. So you have to change all the ways you say, you know, how to talk to your coworkers.
That's mad.
Yeah, it's different eras.
Different eras. Do you think one's better than the other?
I feel like the roughness of the industry builds a lot of character in the people, and I feel like it helped me a lot through my day to day life. Yeah, it's just I rather that than be more like people sensitive.
That was actually my next question. It was gonna be, do you think the industry has changed you for like better or for worse?
I feel like better.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And in what way? Like,
and I could say that the way I act, I was a shy person before, very, very shy. So as a I didn't want to speak to. If I didn't know you, I would not talk to you. But yeah. Right now, you have clients to handle. You have this to handle. I was a bartender. I'm a bartender, so mm-hmm. I was a med hotel. So I have to, like, you know, every problem I had to.
Of course.
To speak to clients. It helped me, you know, of become course. Another person to, mm-hmm. for the better. I feel like not self reserved.
Yeah. I'm
like,
you're open. I'm you're, open. You're talking.
Yeah.
So, tell me, like, your first shift as a bartender, right?
Yeah. I was so stressed.
Did you still have that? Cause I feel like that shy guy in you kind of is always there, no matter what. You know what I mean? How was it for you?
My first shift?
Your first shift as a bartender.
I was fighting for a spot at bartending. So mm-hmm. I was doing lunches at first.
Okay.
And before, like I said, before COVID, it was rough to have your position. Everybody had a set, you know, a placement in the industry.
Of course.
One day somebody called sick and they had no bartenders. So I just, like, I was not a good bartender yet, so, you know, I was, like, still looking at recipes on my phone or, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, doing this and that. And they just put me at a shift at night. And I remember it was, like, 150 reservation. I was struggling. I had so many bills. You had to talk to clients. I was like, oh, my God, this is a different ballgame.
No bar back,
which is a different ballgame as well. You have to polish some glasses. It was something.
That's crazy.
But I managed to go through it. I'm like, you know what? Oh, I love it. It's a little passion for me now.
Awesome. Yeah. So how long have you been doing this, like, officially bartending?
It's going to be four years and a half now. Damn. Almost five.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. And my next question for you is, I think I know, but what does it take to make a good bartender? You know what I mean? I feel like there's a triangle of, you know, having good drinks, like good knowledge, you know what I mean, a good personality, and good speed. Those three.
Yeah, I feel like you should have a balance of all the three. Yeah, for sure.
You need to have that.
But it depends on which bartending too, because bartending is so big. You have mixologists, you have bartending, you have club bartending, mm-hmm. It's a different type of bartending, right? Mm-hmm. And me, we work in a restaurant, which is, I feel like, it's the middle of all of them.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be, you have to make good drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a great personality, so you have to, like, entertain your clients.
Of course.
And you're still rolling for the whole restaurant. Absolutely. So you have to do all the drinks for everyone. So I feel like a good bartender is to mix all of them and have a nice pace to it, yeah. You know? Have your own character,
your own, yeah, for sure.
Personality, and you're like a little machine too. You have to get everything rolling.
So, but this is the thing now, right? Because I know some bartenders personally that those things that I just told you,
yeah,
I don't think they have all of those.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, it still works. You still manage to, do you know what I mean? Like, you might not be the fastest person ever, you know what I mean? But the people that are at your bar, they're entertained, you know what I mean? When they finally get their drinks, it's actually good, but it's taken a long fucking time. Or, you know, you got guys that bust out the drink really fast and they're still cool with the people. But you get the drink and it's like,
yeah, it's like a little mellow. And you, like, know what I mean? Yeah, you pay like $20 for espresso martini for about, like, two ingredients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do you, like, like, what, like, what are we doing? Once again, you know who you are.
I'm so sorry. Cheers to that.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. Salute. It's nice, huh?
Henny. Anything's possible.
That shit hurts, bro. I can't be drinking Henny like this.
Why not? Broad daylight?
Not even in broad daylight. It just hurts me, bro. I get mad acid reflux.
Oh.
That shit kills me, bro. I'm about to drink some wine too. Listen, you touched on something just now, and I wanted to I wanted to bring this up because I was cheese. Me and you went to a club recently.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, it's not.
What happened?
Crazy. I wanted to make just a quick difference between restaurant bartending and club bartending. So I'm used to restaurant bartending, you know what I mean, because that's my main thing. I go to the club the other day, having a good time. I'm not gonna say where I went, but I saw the bartender, if you want to call him that, there. And bro, I was sure I was about to get the drink of my life, bro.
Did you?
Bro.
It's all for show.
Bro, this nigga had the setup. He had the fucking things going. He has the shake, bro. The shake was crazy.
I remember now.
You know?
This man shook the the cocktail for like 2 minutes. Bro, it's showboating, bro. It just
bro.
No. I know.
Switch hands. This thing's still shaking.
I get the. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. No.
You don't hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No.
The fuck. Technical difficulties.
We're back.
I apologize for the technical difficulties. GarageBand's fucking my shit up. We good though. Anywho, this dude shakes the shit out of my drink, and he serves me some water, bro. He serves me some pink water, on God. And then he has the nerve to fucking pass me that machine that says 19 bones on it.
How much percent you left him? 15, 18, 20.
Bro, I went to edit options, bro. I went 10% on that shit.
Oh, damn.
I know. I shouldn't. At the same time, bro, there's like, what, 3 bottles there?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. You know what I mean? It's a Wednesday, nigga. Damn.
Freaky Wednesday.
Freaky Wednesday. I had a good time, though, for real. I was so confused. I pulled up to that place. They had Maury playing on the TV.
Family Guy.
It's not even just Family Guy. It was a woman reacting to an episode of Family Guy. I'm like, who's controlling this, bro?
2024, bro.
Like, what's goody? Anywho. So, my question. Club bartenders versus restaurant bartenders. What are we doing? Do you consider a club bartender a real bartender?
To be honest, no. I don't feel like it, because it's gin tonics, rum and cokes, everything's speed rail, right? There's no like shaking itself. It's three quarters of all the clubs you go in Montreal after 12. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere cocktails.
No.
Directly to beer, directly to like I said, speed rail drinks.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not bartending itself. It's just bar service.
Exactly.
Which is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but shout out to them. I respect the grind for sure. All love for them.
For sure. That's
but like, I don't consider that bartending. I feel like it's a different skill set you need to have to become a bartender.
Absolutely. Let's get a little transition. What do you now, at the ripe age of
25?
Damn.
25.
You damn near 30, bro.
Damn, relax. let me take a shot first.
What do you do for fun at the ripe age of 25?
What do I do for fun?
What do you do now for
freaky,
fun?
Freaky, freaky. No, I'm playing.
Especially due to you, you know, working the hours you do work, working on the busy nights, the busy days. When do you have time for yourself, and what do you like to do?
I feel like I'm the age right now. It's before I used to go like, wanted to go out every single night, clubbing, whatever. But I feel like getting older, I've seen my family more often.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I have allergies, so.
What are you allergic to?
To you, damn.
Fake hoes.
No, but yeah, mostly on my days off, I have only 2 days off per week. Try to see my family the most, because I barely see them.
Mm-hmm.
If not, friends, catch up on friends, or like I said, I'm a sporty guy, but when you're in the industry for so long, you don't have no time, because the days are, I work nighttime, so it's, in the morning, you don't want to do nothing except take your beauty sleep, you
for
know?
Sure. For sure. For sure. Do you think you're misunderstood?
If I'm misunderstood,
you think you're misunderstood? You think people have a certain vision of you or idea of you that's not necessarily true?
In the where we work at this moment, or just in general?
Let's say where we work at, but also in general.
I feel like everybody has their own perspective of everyone, so mm-hmm. I feel like maybe I'm misunderstood in certain ways. Not not everyone's gonna, you know, get like knows me at 100%, but. I feel like I'm interested, yeah.
I think you're very blunt. Like, you're a very blunt person. And
sometimes too much, yeah.
Sometimes, you know. I think some people are not really ready for that. Just because now we live in a world where everyone's kind of, like you said, getting babied and kind of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you would say some shit to someone, they're like,
yeah. And it's like literally nothing. It's like, can you go just do your job?
No, but it's exactly. It's like regular shit that you can't really even. But that, I think that plays into the, like I said, the image of Tony. You know, people are kind of like, I can't really size him up. I can't really gauge him where he's an asshole or he's not. You know what I mean? But I think the people that know you, and the people that don't.
Yeah, they have an image of me. Yeah. But I'm not. I'm not there to like prove myself. You know, mm-hmm. if that's how I am, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this. Everything's straight. Mm-hmm. If you take it that way, then you take it that way. But mm-hmm. for me, at the end goal is not to hurt you. The end goal is just make do your job.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna talk about it after. Mm-hmm. But we're split pot.
Mm-hmm.
We're split pot. So we have, you know, we have to work as a team. Mm-hmm. So if you do not work as a team, I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be like, oh, it's okay.
For sure.
I'll let you know.
Well, this is perfect. You just talk about split pot. So let's actually get into that. For those who don't know, explain what a split pot is, please.
Split pot is when you have tips at the end of the night. Instead of, you know, keeping your own tips, you share it with the whole staff. And it's like a little algorithm that exactly. we have in every restaurant, mm-hmm. which is or algorithm is that we make the same amount as money. All waitress and bartender make the same amount. Mm-hmm. And the busser makes half of it, and mm-hmm. the hostess make a little less than the busser. Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like if you're in split pot, you have to bust your ass off.
For sure.
I feel like sometimes, a lot of times actually, I feel like I work like three times as much or more than some people that I work with. And just, you know, at the end of the night, it pisses you off because you could have more money for yourself, but you have to share with everybody else.
Of course. No. Because your money is directly affected by the other person's yeah. work, the way they do their stuff.
Exactly. So imagine I've been busting a table for like 3 hours, mm-hmm. and they left me like 35% of tip, right?
Yeah.
Which is amazing, which mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, wow, thank you so much. And then you have the opposite. You have a waitress or a waiter that brings $3 and a $400 bill, you know?
Yeah.
But I still have to share my tips exactly. with them.
Exactly. So and that brings down the average.
But split pot, I love split pot because if you have a strong team, and I believe we have a strong team.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Everybody's making yeah. go up.
Everybody's sure. making money. We're having fun. Everybody mm-hmm. helps each other, which is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody helps each other, and that's how.
Do you think that's the way to go? Split pot versus no pot?
Yeah, I feel like I said, it's team bonding. It's more like a family than just like work. You know, mm-hmm. you feel like you come out of work and you work as a team.
For sure.
We're the fucking Avengers, man.
Yeah. No cap. Sometimes I see the lineup sometimes. Or back in the day as well, I'd see the lineup and I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Man.
It's crazy. And it pumps you up too, you know what I mean? It pumps you up to seeing that this guy is making this amount. I'm going to go and try to better myself. And do you know what I mean? I've worked in some restaurants that were not split pot. And
you were fighting?
Bro, sabotage, bro.
Yeah.
Like dead ass. And for the littlest things, you know what I mean? There were servers, there were also runners, but the runners had a very like less of a job as they do where we work now.
Yeah.
So the servers were the ones running their food as well. And, you know, they would come to the back. If there's something missing and they see it on the pass, that shit's mine. They take it. No remorse, no nothing. And then the person whose food it actually was, they come back, where's my food? Nah, nah, nah. Whole shit. Literally sabotage, bro. And bro, that's not like it's not the way. It's not the way.
It's not fun to work at.
It's not fun to work in.
Yeah, you. I understand that when you go to work, it's for money, right? But if you can do it and have fun with it mm-hmm. with your team, why not? You know,
you're there for so fucking long. Might as well enjoy the people you work with. Might as well make money together. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You can't be greedy with your coworkers. You know what I mean?
No, like for sure.
It's brazy. My next question is sticking in the tip realm.
Whoa. Whoa, we got a no diddy on that. No diddy time.
That's brazy. No diddy. Diddy
time.
Yeah, still no diddy. I was about to say shout out to diddy, but
no,
that's crazy.
Nah, fuck it. I apologize again. Hopefully not canceled.
Bro, yo, Diddy's in Miami partying right now, you know.
Is he?
Yes.
He's partying?
He's partying. He's partying in Miami.
Partying. Partying. After all the allegations. Yo, shout out to him, bro. Shout out to him, bro. Yo, that's a gangster right there, bro. You got raided and still partying? Like LeBron said, it's not a party, it's no Diddy party. Oh man, shout out to him. Bro,
he beat the allegations.
He beat the allegations.
He didn't beat shit, bro. This nigga's going to jail for a long time.
I know. I know damn well.
It's gonna happen. That's neither here nor there.
That's some crazy news.
What I was gonna say is, what are your thoughts? Okay, what are your thoughts about sharing tips with the back of the house? This is a good one. This gets the feathers ruffled. I want to hear, because I got some shit to say.
I'll throw back the question. As a chef, how do you think about that? I think probably like you guys deserve to have a little tip. That's what you think. I think.
Pause.
Pause.
Come on. Huh? I definitely think that the kitchen deserves a tip, no matter what. No matter where you're working at, do you know what I mean? Like, if your kitchen team is fucking shit, then maybe no. But at the same time, if your kitchen team is shit, there's probably a reason that they're shit. You know what I mean? It's probably because they're not being compensated properly, or because, you know, the environment's not right.
Yeah.
And all of this comes down to money, for sure. I think working in a place, especially like a place where we work, and not making tips is, I'd say, like a little disrespectful. Do you know what I mean? Because a restaurant is the food is a very, very important part. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Without any food, there's no restaurant. You know what I mean? And I think people don't fully grasp that idea that if there's no food, you guys are not selling anything. You're just going to be a bar. And then we're in a whole nother realm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can argue that without a waiter that the food doesn't get ran or the clients are not happy. But I've been to many restaurants where there's no waiters, chefs running the food. And it works very well. You know what I mean? So I think it's, yeah, I think it's a little unfair for sure.
I don't believe so. I feel like all the sharing, well, tip comes from, pause again, all the tips comes from clients, right? So I feel like it's, as a waiter, as a bartender, your job is not only to sell, it's to entertain a client, which that's the aspect of the tip, right? So you have to, pause, you have to work around it to please them, right? So everything you, wait a minute.
I didn't say a word.
You have to please it. Please them. Oh my God. Let me rephrase that. All right. So literally, I feel like it's a circus. And yes, without food, for sure, it's not the same thing, for sure. But I feel like our job is very to entertain the clients. And if you don't do that, you have no tips. Right, and I feel like it's two different aspects. Your boss needs to pay you more as a cook, and we get our own tips. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you understand. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not, or we can't lose our money because we get paid less than you guys.
Yes.
by hourly.
Yes.
But however, we can make a lot of money depending on the tip we get, for sure.
A lot of money.
And it still comes from me as our entertainer.
Of course.
And I feel like it's a career path. Like if you're a chef, you could be a waiter. If you're a chef, you can be a bartender. If you're a chef, this the career path you guys are choosing. And that's how I feel like how it is.
Brother, do you think no matter how much entertaining you do in a night, okay, you're laughing it up at your table, you're telling jokes, you're sending drinks, you're sending shots. Do you think that if I send you shit food, cold food, food that takes an hour and a half, that you're going to get tipped?
No.
You can't, like, you're not, you can't recover that. You can recover a little mistake.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, if we don't care about what we do or put the, you know what I mean? Put that, that love in there, that passion in there, y'all are not getting shit.
Yeah, but I feel like it's where you want to work at. It just, there's some restaurants like chef doesn't give a fuck and whatever, or waiter doesn't give a fuck. However, I feel like if you have a nice salary and you get paid well, for sure you have to do your job and the food is coming out. But I don't feel like tip should be included in that because it's two different. It's still the same industry, but it's two different jobs. I don't know if you understand.
I see what you're saying. Tell me how this wine tastes. Yeah.
Pull it up.
Pull it up.
Thank you. You gotta twist it a little bit.
I'm working on it. Okay. Nah, I guess we're gonna let that one slide, I guess. All I'm saying, 2024, tip your cooks, guys. Because, yo, cooks are starting to, like, realize their worth now. And I'm happy for them. People are just now starting to pay money for, you know, for, like, proper cooks and shit. I'm glad to see it.
No, it's very important. That's like I said. Mm-hmm. You need to pay them cooks.
You need to pay them.
You need to pay the cooks, the chefs, all that. It's hard. It's a hard job. Okay. People think it's easy. It's not. It's really not.
I don't want to sound like that guy, but like I used to complain about tips.
Yeah.
And then I became a chef and I started making like a salary.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
You know what I mean? One more thing about that is, for example, on a dead night.
Yeah.
You guys are still making the same amount of money that you make a, like as usual, right? Facts. Per usual. Mm-hmm. For us, for example, if it's a dead night, you're making no money.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single cent.
Facts.
You know, so it's that's how it works too. It's two different things. That's how I feel.
That's true. It is it's like a seasonal thing, right? Because you can even argue for like the entire winter time that like you could not make a lot of money. You know what I mean?
It's a gamble.
Facts. Still, though, you know what I'm saying? Still. First of all, hold on. Let's cheers on this beautiful Vouvray.
Cheers.
To you.
To you. It's for us. For us.
It's for her. Beautiful. What are some of the best bars in Montreal?
Cocktail bar or just bars?
Bars.
No, I'll include all that. I feel like Milky Way is up there for sure.
I've never been to Milky Way. I want to go.
Shout out to, I don't know who works there, long hair dude, Arabic, or maybe Hispanic. I don't know. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah.
You did me an old chocolate, old fashioned. Shout out to you. Yeah, that's crazy.
Is Milky Way the one where you, they like ask you how you're feeling and they make you a cocktail?
No, that's Tittle Tattle.
Okay.
That's a great mixologist bar.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. See, this is a whole new ball game. Like I said, that's not a bartending, this is mixologist, so it's not in my domain at all. Shout out to them for real. You guys are scientists.
Tittle Tattle is crazy. I went to Tittle Tattle. I just happened to like stumble upon the place.
What did you take?
I told you a story about this night. It's the night that we went. I forgot the occasion. I think it was Montréal en Lumière.
Okay.
And it had been like super busy. So there was like nothing left.
Oh, yeah. You told me. Yeah.
So I forgot his name, but the mixologist like hooked us up with these just crazy cocktails that he kind of like invented on the spot. Clarified this, fat washed that, fucking Oreo. Crazy. Crazy.
I could never, honestly.
You don't see yourself like
becoming intelligent?
Yeah.
I feel I don't have that creativity.
Okay.
Maybe it will come, mm-hmm. but I feel like it's a lot of knowledge.
Okay.
You know, it's you have to know your shit.
Absolutely.
You have to know your shit.
Absolutely.
How can I drink a clarified espresso martini? What is that? I'm drinking water? What is that? But it tastes like espresso martini.
How'd that work?
No, shout out to them for real.
Oh, God. Till title. Doing your thing.
At Water Coffee Club, probably up there too.
Very nice vibes. I love ACC.
Manas Cecil was really good. Mm-hmm. Good mixologist too there.
Mm-hmm. They're moving now.
They're moving, yeah. To a bigger place.
Yeah. They're moving to the same building that Nama is going to be in. Or I don't know if it's the same building or if it's very, very close, though. So I'm super excited for that. It's going to be like 3-4 times bigger. Oh. I think that was their only problem. You know what I mean? The place was just too small. You go in there with a group of 8 people and you taking up half the shit, basically.
I swear, yeah.
So,
but good for them, though.
Good for them. I'm really happy.
It's a good business.
It's gonna be I feel like Manisera is gonna be like a staple in Montreal. Do you know what I mean? Like people are gonna come for that.
I just feel like it's a couple place, you know. Mm-hmm. Every time you go there, it's always couples. So.
True, true. I had my first date there with my girlfriend.
Oh, this first date there?
First date at ACC.
Damn. How was that?
Yo, it was nice. She was like, it wasn't even a date. For me, that was a date, bro.
Oh, no.
Man like me, I dressed.
Oh, I no.
Dressed up and all that. That's cap. She's capping, though. Like, she knows it was a date.
Who paid the bill?
Huh?
Who paid the bill?
Dun, dun, dun. No. I for sure paid the bill, but she tried to, that's what made it a date, because I paid, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked who paid.
I paid. So she tried to do like, you know, I'm gonna pay half.
She did the purse thing. She did, like, took her purse.
But she was ready to pay though. No, like,
that's the purse thing. You want to get through that? That's the purse thing,
bro. I got a good girl.
Shout out. Shout out to you.
No, she actually, like, she had like cash on her. She was like about to pay. I was like, nah. Oh, okay. No. She was like, you know, willing to do it.
But you know about the purse thing though.
I definitely know about the purse thing.
Yo, put the purse, she takes a lipstick on or something, and she goes to the bathroom. You gotta pay, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's when I get up and leave.
That's your pass. Wash the dishes, motherfucker.
Roll up them sleeves. No cap. That happens to you a lot?
The what?
The purse thing?
Nah, I just pay. I don't wanna go through that. You know?
Yeah.
It's like negativity, you know? I'm just getting ready to pay, you know.
It's like the fact that you actually like kinda do that. Is like
just three quarters of women.
You gotta one day you gotta watch her. You're like, what are you actually gonna do?
You know what? Matter of fact, pay it.
You know what? Pay for real.
Just sit there in front of her, just pay it.
You know? I forgot my wallet. Look how fast your mood's gonna change when you forget your wallet, gang.
How fast she gonna block you too?
She's gonna go straight to the group chat. Like, bitch. You know? Man, okay. Let's get through this real quick. What gravitated you towards doing what you're doing now? Honestly,
like I said, I started in the industry and I had no passion whatsoever to stay in that business. I was just you know, a little kid that, you know, it made more money than working in as a normal minimum wage job,
for sure.
And I had this one bartender that I used to work with, William Azel. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Will.
He was there for 10 years. Big mogul. he influenced me a lot. I was like a semi barback.
Yeah.
So I was asking a lot of questions about, you know, glasses, Marie Antoinette, or like, what's that drink, or what's this drink, or what's that? What do you do? Mm-hmm. And he always answered. Always had like an answer for me, and I just like. It just grew on me afterwards. I'm like, oh, yeah. I want to be that. I want to do that. And when I made my first cocktail and I shook my first cocktail, I was like, damn, this is fun. Like, I created that. That's nothing came out of me, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
The passion grew and I'm still there.
Cool. That's awesome. My last question for you before we get into a little segment.
Okay.
What are the biggest like red flags that you see in a bartender? Like, you go to a bar, you go to a restaurant, and you see this bartender is doing this.
you know it's gonna be ass.
Picking up ice with your bare hands. You know what I'm saying? Or scooping it with a glass. You know, okay. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
How you pour your beer, super important. If you don't tilt that glass, that's a red flag. If he shakes weirdly, for me personally, you know, it has, maybe it has nothing to do with it, but if you start shaking like this while in, I'm like, damn, that's your first, yeah, his first job. Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah.
If you have to Google a recipe, and
you ever seen them Google a recipe in front of you?
For sure.
Oh yeah.
Or he told me like,
what's in
it? What's in it? Like how many ounces? I'll just do it. I understand you cannot know every cocktail recipe. It's so hard. So many. So many. So many. But red flag. Red if it's flag a classic, for sure. Red flag.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. If it's not a classic, okay, I understand. But if it's a classic, like if you actually have to, if you don't know what's a Negroni, red flag.
For sure.
Yeah.
Even I know what a Negroni is.
Everybody knows what a Negroni is, right?
Facts.
Yeah. Except the girl with the purse.
Fuck, what was I going to say? I was going to be good.
Doesn't matter.
Pet peeves working with others.
Pet peeves?
Yeah.
I feel like when they're not aligned to you. Mm-hmm. So how hard you work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, if you do less effort, that's a pet peeve for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's already like a, or when they have attitude on something that
is not your fault.
It's not your fault, exactly, but has to be done too. So for example, if it's like a small thing that is in your job, right? And like I tell you to do your job in parentheses, like just remind yourself that you have to bring that to the table. And they have a lot of like whole attitude, but it's you know, it's your part of the job.
You gotta, yeah, exactly. That's
a pet peeve too. Like, you know, you're supposed to do that. I'm just reminding you, don't get an attitude on me, because I feel like if I bring the cocktails and they dilute, I have to remake it after.
Yes.
So it's not good for the business. There's a lot of loss. A lot of this.
Exactly.
And me, I'm wasting my time, because I have to talk to my clients. I have so many bills to do, so I'm not gonna have to remake the cocktail.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So I feel like it's a pet peeve for me, for sure.
Okay. Listen, I'm going to really go back quick to something you just said.
Yeah.
You said the way that people pour beer, right? And it just reminded me that you have gotten this recent obsession with Guinness.
Yeah, shout out to Guinness.
Bro.
You have to sponsor me. I got y'all.
What is that about?
It's beauty. It's magic. It's art. It's creamy. It's passionate.
Yeah.
Shout out to Guinness. Pause on that, though. Oh,
goodness.
No diddy.
So it's creamy and
shout out to Guinness. Shout out to Guinness. I don't know. It's I've never been into. I feel like when you get older, you know, all your parents said, I don't know, your friends, your uncles, your whatever.
Yeah.
They said, one day you're going to understand. One day you're going to understand. I do understand now.
You got it?
I got it.
What was.
It's the recipes. We're not losing recipes.
We're not losing no recipes here.
We're getting the recipes. No, I feel like. No, when you get older, your taste buds changes and you like. Old shit. I don't tell like Guinness stuff. I'm not telling that Guinness is for old people, but I mean
it's an acquired taste though.
Yeah, it's specific.
It's very, very
specific taste. I used to hate that.
I remember going to the movies with this guy and went to the VIP movies to watch John Wick. Just that in itself is like a crazy statement. But this man orders like what, two pitchers? Was it one or two?
Two pitchers of Guinness.
Two pitchers of Guinness.
Yeah, I passed out.
Bro, we both passed out. We drank those two pitchers of Guinness and like fell asleep during the movie. During John Wick as well. There's fucking explosions every 30 seconds. People getting shot and shit. We sleeping, bro.
I remember I was knocked out
cold. It was wild.
Tilting my body to the right, you know? I was gone. That pitcher got to me. Shout out Guinness, though.
It was like 2 p.m.
It was 2 p.m. Damn.
For real. That's crazy.
It was a long-ass movie, too.
Long-ass movie for nothing, bro. Anyway.
Boom, boom, boom.
I think they're going to make it number 5. We're going to see about that. So.
Can he talk more than 5?
No, he doesn't need to talk, bro. There's actually one coming out soon called Monkey Man.
Yeah, I heard.
And it's like, I think he's Indian. It's like the Indian John Wick.
Yeah, I heard.
Dev Patel. It's just going to be crazy. Well, I was looking at it, I was like, this is just a John Wick, but. Spicy. Spicy. Speaking of spicy,
what are you laughing for? What is that question?
No, that's crazy. Speaking of spicy, Rio, okay, we're gonna get into a little segment, right? I like to call this one Truth or Drink.
All right,
it's the first edition.
Close. So if I don't want to answer, I drink.
If you don't want to answer, you're gonna drink. But like low key, these are okay questions, to be honest. You know what I mean? So first things first, Tony.
Yes.
No, don't you pick, I think you picked that up. What's your body count? Why'd you make that face, bro? That was just a joke. That was a joke. You didn't have to drink on that one.
Oh, I'll definitely drink.
You don't want it in the shot glass?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's gonna spill. Tell me when.
It's good. Thank you. I'm not answering that.
Nah, I didn't expect you to. But for real though, what is your relationship status, or are you seeing someone at the moment?
I am single, but I'm still seeing someone.
Wow.
Currently, I'm seeing someone. Yeah, it's getting good.
It's going good? Good.
Yeah, it's going good.
How long has that been going on for?
2 months now, almost.
It's awesome. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Nothing
too wild though. Summer's coming around the corner, you know, so I have to make my decision.
Yes, indeed.
My talents to
the South Beach?
I don't know yet.
Damn. That's great. Well, I should have asked this question first, I guess, because you just told me you're seeing someone, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
It's not crazy. No, it's not really crazy. I'm just going to say it anyway. These are not even that spicy, to be honest. Who wrote these? There's a cardinal rule in the restaurant industry, and that's not messing with the payroll. Oh,
shit.
You know what I mean? Your coworkers are your coworkers, and that stops there. Yeah. Right? Have you respected this rule in your life?
Hell the fuck no.
You have not.
And I'm looking at the camera right now. Don't fuck the payroll.
Don't do it. You know what I mean?
I've done it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You're not
going back from there. It's only problems. Only problems from there. She says she loves you. She says this. She says that. Starts seeing rumors.
Crazy.
Y'all don't want that.
Crazy. And then you actually, that's crazy. No, should I say it? I'm not gonna say it. She starts sitting people in your fucking section now because she's mad at you because you being mean to her now. You don't actually love her. Yeah. She starts, you know what I'm saying?
It's problems. So just don't fuck the payroll.
Stay away from that. Especially when you get to, do you know what I mean? To a managerial role.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's like, bro, if you're a busboy and you want to smash another busboy, or you know what I mean?
Busboy smash another busboy? Damn, boy.
Nah, because the busboy is
I say busboy and the hostess. What do you say busboy and the busboy for? Got him.
2024, gang. I don't discriminate. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Not at all.
Apologize. No. They all need a Guinness.
Yo, what? But yeah, like you become a manager and it's a whole different ball game. So my next question is, as a manager,
I respected that rule because I've signed a contract.
You signed a contract for that?
Yeah.
It's just like
a low-key contract that I couldn't
do it.
Fornicate, like I said. Fornicate with my coworkers.
Yeah.
But I stopped doing that for a while, but I'm... When you're young initially, and
sure.
You know, after, you know how it is after work, you get,
of course,
you know, get a, like a beer or
of
something.
Of course,
it's never that one drink.
You know? No,
you get like multiple fucking shots, and then you end up in someone's bed,
and then waking up at
8 o'clock in the morning, going home, going back to work, seeing them in the eye.
Like, damn, that's one of those feelings that, you know, I don't know how to approach that. Is it a hug or like the
it's ducking or are you waving or what are you doing?
On God. Perfect. What is the most useless job in our restaurant? Like the most useless like position or title?
Most useless.
Who at work could we just completely replace and not even think about? No, not even. That's not even the same thing.
I feel like no, you can't replace no one. I feel like everybody has a specific job to do. Mm-hmm. With no hostess, you can't greet people. Mm-hmm. With no busser, you have nothing to run, like no food to run. Mm-hmm. No waitress, waiter, you have no orders to take.
Do you think an MD, a maître d'hôtel, is necessary when you have a very strong team on the floor? No,
I don't think so. I feel like it's just for paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Okay, true.
If you have a strong team, I don't think there's going to be that many problems, right?
Exactly.
But if you do have a good maître d'hôtel, which is covering, you know, if a waitress or a waiter are in a juice, mm-hmm. Too many tables sat at once, and then they come directly, instantly, and they take the order or, like, you know, greet them. You need, that's a good... It's very important to have that in your team. Mm-hmm. Very important. But if you have a maître d'hôtel that... I've known a few that just stayed...
They're there for...
Like, no, just stay there as a hostess.
As a hostess, you know? Yeah.
Like, so they just greet people at the door, and I feel like, damn, you have so much more to do. Like, you know, you could try to please the clients, go talk to them, or...
Of course.
Help. Everybody that needs help, you know?
You were an MD for a little while.
Yep.
What would you rate your tenure as a maître d'hôtel on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say... a solid 8. Mm-hmm. I feel like that the 2 points that I lost is probably like talking more to the clients. I feel like I'm more like on the floor type of manager, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna help bussers, I'm gonna help hostess, I'm gonna help the bartender.
Yeah.
But I feel like the part I lack the most is to actually like go see my table and see, oh, how's your experience doing, this and this. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. But I'm there for the whole team though. That's for sure.
Cool. Yeah, I remember when you had just become, you just became an MD.
You became chef at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was legendary. I remember that cigarette.
We're outside just like chilling before, was it during a service or before the service?
It was before the service.
And then we're just like looking at each other. I'm wearing my new jacket. You're in your suit. And we're like, damn.
We made it because we went to the same high school. Oh. And funny story about Jacob and I, we went to the same high school. We were not friends, though.
Yeah.
I was 2 years older, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 years older. Never met him, never talked to him. And when I came to the restaurant we work at, I met him. He's like, yo, I know you from somewhere. And,
yeah.
And we grew up in the same neighborhood, same school. Yeah. And then we became good friends, good colleagues, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him.
And shout out to you. That way. My last question. As a bartender, I'm sure you've seen some shit. I'm sure you've seen a lot of shit, right? Do you have a crazy hookup story with a client?
Oh, shit. Is that the segment still? Or can
we're still in the segment.
God damn.
You're not drinking to that.
I'm answering.
Okay, perfect.
I just need this. Shut up.
I'm going to put my mic down. I want to hear this.
Damn, that's crazy. No, actually, no. But I have a story of like what could have been, mm-hmm. right? What could have been? That happened at least 10 times in my whole life. You know, okay. we're part of a hotel,
of course,
and just like old couples, they like sit at the bar or whatever. They get drunk a bit, and somehow, some way, every single time, the husband asks me, the fuck his wife, in the hotel, right? Always like the room number, whatever, and they like I already got offered some money to do it, and I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Wow.
For me, it's like,
what?
Yeah.
How much money are we talking though?
I don't know. He didn't say amount, but he said I could give you some money. I'm like,
how much money would it take you to do that? Let's be honest here. Was she bad? Was she bad?
That's what I'm saying. If she was bad, 500.
Okay. 500.
Okay. If she's, you know, not my type, I go
a
for
band.
like 5 racks.
5 racks?
Yeah, bro. Cause for me myself, I have to fuck her, right? Uh-huh. And her man's just looking at me. That's for me, it's uncomfortable.
And you know he's doing shit in the corner too. Like, yeah, he's not just looking.
He's wop. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny because that's It happens like 10 times. 10 times.
Damn. Yeah. Shout out to y'all though. Freaky time.
For
shout
real,
out to
bro. Y'all. We don't kink shame over here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to y'all, bro.
It's like
your relationship.
When you've been married to the same woman for 30 years, you got to find some ways to spice it up type shit, you know what I mean?
No. He said no. Okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah, man. The guy needs some different tuna.
Okay, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. I remember this beautiful woman sitting at the bar. She was older as well, and she was with her friend, and she was like chatting the shit out of me, you know what I mean? Like, for real. And then we had the other manager come over, Edward, and she wanted nothing to do with him. Like, she was, you know, she found out that I was the chef of the restaurant, and she was like, oh my God, she was super into it. And then, you know, she ended up giving me her room number and everything. She's like, yo, come see me. And she's like, beautiful boy like you, I bet you have all the girls chasing after you, whatever, whatever.
I'm telling you.
And I was like, yeah, my girlfriend is literally the one serving you the drinks right now. And then Emma's there like that. And she's like, she pauses for a second. And she's like, hey, you know where I'm at if you need it, whatever. And I was like, girl, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
It's wild,
it's
bro.
It's wild, bro.
It's very wild. I wonder, like, anyway, bro, you hit a certain age, you just become bold as fuck.
Yeah. You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose.
Literally, like, you know what I'm saying? She's from Boston. She's coming for 2 days. Of course she's going to try to, you know what I'm saying?
Her kid is sleeping upstairs.
Don't matter.
You just did a quick 12 minutes. You're out of there.
Oh, God, bro. Oh, God. If it's crazy, it's like 8.
Yeah, probably like 6.
Yo, you know, I'm not going to get into that one, actually. This is for next time. I'm going to say this off air because this is a little crazy. Listen, we're approaching the end of our emission, so we're going to get into the Q&A section. A lot of you guys sent in some questions, so thank you guys for that. Great questions as well. So, damn. Let me see what I got here. Answer that one. Okay, yeah, this is a good one. And this annoys me really bad. How annoyed do you get when you have someone sitting at your bar and they say, surprise me? What do you want to drink?
Oh, my God.
Chef's choice.
This, to be honest, when I start my service, it doesn't bother me. But if it depends how their service is going. If I'm in the juice, I have like 10 bills to you know, I can't surprise you. Like, just,
what do you want?
To be honest, like, I'll give you a gin tonic. Like, to be honest, I can't surprise you at this moment of the time, you know?
Yeah,
if I'm not busy, for sure, it'll be my pleasure to
do. Of course.
I'll ask you, what do you like? What type of alcohol you like? Whatever, mm-hmm. I'll try to mix something up. But if I'm in a rush, you know, it's the worst thing to do as a bartender.
Ain't no way.
People are like, too sweet, no salty, no sugar, no this, no ice.
Excuse me?
What? Go to Milky Way.
Go to Milky Way.
Facts. I have people, like, sometimes people come in the kitchen, they're like, I'm like, can I have something to eat? What do you want? Oh, anything.
But I'm just dairy free, please. No gluten.
That's Megan. Hi, Megan. That was actually Megan's question too.
This is Kiehl's.
Shout out Kiehl's. What's the worst drink to order?
For me to make or?
Yeah. I'm saying, think of that. If you're underage, right, and you come into a bar, you come into a restaurant, you order a rum and coke. We know you're a child. It's like the universal underage drink. Let me get a rum and coke.
Or like a gin tonic too.
Even gin tonic. They're not fucking with the gin,
like,
bro.
Vodka cranberry. Like
vodka cranberry.
Where grown men taking a vodka cranberry.
Get out of here. And then you have that one, that sophisticated 17-year-old who asked for a tequila sunrise because he thinks it's not fruity.
Shout out to Greta Dean. I feel like the worst drink is but for me, where we work, we have a coffee machine. It's in the back, so it's mm-hmm. not in the bar. So I feel like every time somebody orders the espresso martini, we have to make an espresso at the back, which takes more like 3 minutes more to do.
I see it in your face when I ask you for the espresso martini.
Oh, it's crazy, man. It's because the thing is about espresso martinis, when you make one,
Everybody wants one. Everybody wants.
Oh my God, so pretty.
Bro, espresso martini is a life changer. That shit literally changed my life. I was like,
yeah, it's good. It's good though. It's a good drink.
Before espresso martinis, I was drinking hot shots with Galliano. Yep. Yes. But I found an espresso martini. I was like, bro, this is insane.
It is.
This is insane. And I thought it was a girly drink, but I was like, nah, fuck that.
It's a Billy's in it.
No cap. Come on. No, yeah. The people don't know about the Baileys and the espresso
Baileys martini. Baileys and the little splash of Grand Marnier.
They don't know. They don't know about that. Stop it, bro. Stop it. The second question is coming from me, actually. Okay. And I want to talk about the effects of, is alcoholism a word? Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Like, as a bartender, does it, of course it's gonna not incite you to drink, but you know, you're around that 24/7. Your life is alcohol.
Yeah.
How has it affected you, actually?
I feel it did, for sure, at a period of time. As a bartender, it's not only is a bartender, I feel like the people in the industry itself, you know? So it's like, it's busters, it's waitress, whatever. It's that one drink after a shift, you know? Or that one shot that a client pays you that initiates, like, fuck, we're going to go get a drink tonight, you know?
We're going out.
Like, if the client pays you a shot, you're like, okay, it's fine. One, it's okay. Somebody pays you another shot, you're like, fuck. You have a lot of clients in your bar, so then you're like a three. Oh, we're definitely going out.
For sure.
That's how it is, but if you learn to pass that, like, I know waiter or waitress that doesn't go out, that doesn't drink, and damn, bro, like, good for them. Like, they beat all the, it's hard, the temptations. Absolutely. And I respect that. But yeah, I do, like, I feel like if you're a strong-minded person, you could, it's your choice.
Absolutely.
Like, if you don't want to drink, you don't drink. If you want to drink, you could drink. But it depends on the day too.
Absolutely.
But yes, it has effect on your day to day life for sure.
I think it's a spectrum as well, because I drink a lot more than I used to before.
Yeah.
You know, but I wouldn't consider myself an alcoholic. Like, there's levels to it. Yeah. In my mom's eyes, maybe, or my grandma's eyes, I'm an alcoholic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't need this to function.
Yeah, for sure.
When I'm at home alone, I'm not like...
You're not thinking about alcohol.
I'm not thinking about alcohol. Sure. I'm not trying to drink. I like to call myself more of a social drinker. I'm with people. Yeah. We go out. We're out. Yeah, let's have a drink. Yeah, you might go out and get drunk. You might get fucked up. But if I don't need to drink this to function, to get through my day, I'm good. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that might be a pretty low bar, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, same. Likewise.
Perfect. Next question. Do you think that this is a job? This is from Gab, by the way. That this is a job that you see yourself doing forever? Or is, like, for now, it's like a means to an end?
I feel like it... My personal opinion is that I have a passion for it. But I'm not seeing myself doing it for the rest of my life, for sure. What I want to do, though, is to open my own bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have people working for me and not me working for the rest of my life. You know, I want to get some revenues, but it's still like a domain that like is in my heart, so yeah. I will like try to do anything to stay in that business.
Awesome. Know? That's cool, because you see, and this is like a follow-up question as well from Gab, you see a lot of people that go to school in whatever, do you know what I mean, but to get themselves through school they become a waitress, they become a bartender, and then they graduate from school. There's no real work out there for them, so they just kind of stay as a bartender. Do you know what I mean? Because you're making so much money. You're making a lot of money. You're making, you know what I mean? You get to, your schedule is cool. You're hanging out with people. And it's like hard to transition to... Like, when you transition and say, okay, I'm going to stop bartending and go do my big boy job or my big girl job,
Like, do you think it's hard for a lot of people to do that?
For sure. But I feel like it's I feel like the industry is not well perceived too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you're working in a restaurant, you'll be like, oh, okay, you're like a, it's like a, you're not a real like not a real human, but like you're not you know, you're not a doctor, you're not a lawyer, you're not this. So it's just it was not well perceived for in like a lot of people's eyes. But I feel like in the industry, you could make so much money. I know like people that makes more than a doctor. I know people literally that makes more than, I don't know, like literally, it's good money. It's just like it's not well perceived. So yeah, for sure.
I've seen some insane points at the restaurant. The point is like the accumulated total that you make as per a night. Server, as a bartender per night, which varies every night. Let's say you got a point that's at 60, making $60 an hour, plus your base salary, which goes to 70-something bucks an hour. Those are engineer numbers, bro.
Yeah.
Literally, people study for years and go get their fucking masters and do this to go make this money. Yeah. And this kid who's 24 years old can walk out of work making $85 an hour for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People don't realize that it's a very high paying job.
It is.
You always see in TV shows, I look at Two Broke Girls, that's the one that comes to my mind, of the stereotypical waitress that has no money, who wants to go be a fucking singer, who's super poor. But like, that's not it, bro.
No.
Like, being a server, you can live your life being a server cool.
I've seen a lot of high fancy restaurants in Montreal, like Milos, for example. They make their, you think the waiter's not making six figures per year? For sure they are.
Stop.
For sure they are.
Of course they are.
Just, it's, like I said, it's not well perceived. And if you're, the thing is, if you're in the industry, you have to like not go out as much. You have to save your money. You have to like, it comes with the whole lifestyle. So that, I know that people judge that. And I understand that because I'm in that. Mm-hmm. I feel that. So, but if you do work in an industry and you don't go out, you save your money, you have your own life, I don't know, you have the company on the side, you're good in life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have another question here. This is for me. And I've been trying to like find a way to approach this question without once again ruffling feathers. And I cannot find the proper words for it. Okay. But at what age is it like not acceptable to be a busboy anymore?
Oh my god.
I know.
I feel like there's no age, but I feel like it's kind of weird to see like a 35 year man busboy.
So, are you a bus man at this point? You know what I mean?
He evolved.
Like, that's he evolved. He's a fucking catch Pokemon. Him. Oh. So, I don't really know what we're doing.
Well, me, I don't know. For me personally, it's like money is money.
Of course,
you do. I will not judge you for it. Just do your thing. Like if you're a bus boy at 35, I don't give a single fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Making money, you do your thing. So, but true. It's a little bit weird. It's a little true. Bit yeah.
But like you flip it around, right? You go to a bar, you're trying to meet people, or you're 38 years of age. You're out and about trying to pick up girls. Oh, what do you do for a living? That girl is a fucking dental engineer. She does this, he does that. What do you do? I'm a busboy.
It's kind of weird, but
it's kind of wild.
It's kind of wild, but I feel it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't judge.
I don't mind
their jobs.
I know busboys that make more money than
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. Shout out to all the busboys out there for real.
Yeah.
Next question. Do you think you have a signature cocktail?
That I created my own?
Not necessarily created your own, but one that you've mastered or one that you...
Old fashioned? Yeah, I could do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my drink. That's my personal favorite drink. So okay. I feel like I could make a very good old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The right amount of those.
I recently kind of like fell in love with old fashions. They're great. And also if you're on a budget, you're fucked up.
Yeah, <it's, laughs> if you get three old fashioned per night, you're good.
You're good.
Yo, you're good.
Even if you don't want to drink that one night, you're like, okay, I'm gonna get one drink.
I get an old fashioned, I leave and I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah, old fashioned Negroni, all that,
yeah, just alcohol. Just alcohol.
Yeah. Old fashioned, not too sweet though.
Exactly. Bro, Negronis, honestly, and you judge me because I drink Spagliatos. Spagliato. Which is a Negroni minus the gin, and then you're topping it off with Prosecco. It's not as sweet. Has a little bit of carbonation, because I feel like a Negroni misses carbonation.
That's too bitter.
It's just not as sweet. I go to the bar and I get two Negronis and my mouth is sticky and it's fucking, you know, the Campari is really acting up.
Yeah,
I can't do more than one Negroni for real.
Yeah, me too. Negroni used to be my favorite drink when I started like evolving as an adult.
Yeah,
but nah, man, I can't no more. It's too bitter. It's too. It's not for me. Old fashioned is the way to go. I'm more like a whiskey guy now.
Yo, you're
whiskey,
bro,
you're, scotch.
Yeah.
Bourbon.
That's a man.
I'm coming back. I'm getting
old. That's a man. You're getting old.
Damn.
No, you good, bro. You good.
Let's get carded. Shout out. Shout out Kushtar.
You carded at Kushtar?
I get carded at Kushtar.
I'd be damned. I'd be damned if this 18-year-old boy card me. You better relax, bro. Bro, I had a boy. I'm not going to say his name, but he used to work at, Kushtar, and he would fight crackheads as a Snapchat story. Bro, it was hilarious. He had like a... like a 6-part series of him fighting crackheads, and he was filming. So he had a crackhead like this in his hand, and he's filming like that. It was hilarious. Shout out my boy.
Shout out Kushtar.
Shout out Kushtar. See the craziest shit over there, bro. Oh my god. I'm gonna ask you maybe two more, okay?
Yeah.
This one comes from Joss, and he says, "What is the most Karen-like customer situation you've ever encountered?" If so,
that was recently, right? It was a big family. I know. We're talking about Boston, this podcast, right? Uh-huh. They were from Boston, and we have a transition menu between 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have lunchtime, then we have the transition menu, and then we have the
3 to 5.
2 to 5. Oh, 3 to 5. Three to I five. Started out my work at 4.
Even worse, yeah.
Yeah, they came and they made it. They are able to make a reservation at 4:30, right? So they came in at 4:30. And they expect to have the whole menu, and they just kept on bashing, insulting the whole industry, all the bosses. It doesn't make sense. You guys have to open for us, or kids are hungry. And she literally opened the kitchen door and tried to talk to the cooks and said like, "Yeah, well, you guys have to open for us." And you know what we did? We did open for them.
No,
yeah, we did. It was crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was, yeah, she kept insulting us and this, and we just took it. And we just, you know what, we're going to please you. And they left. Happy? 30% tip.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was something else. I got screamed at from the kid, from the husband, the wife, the grandma. I was like, God damn.
You see, that's one thing. And that's why I have a very deep respect for front of house staff. Because I am not putting all up the bullshit with that, bro.
And you know, especially where we grew up, we don't put up with bullshit. But you have to fake it. You have to be like, all right,
everything's no okay. No way. Bro, I would get fired. As a server, I'm not even quitting. I'm getting fired for sure. Because, whoa, like, you can't. What the fuck are you going in the kitchen for?
I'm winning a lottery, and somebody pisses me off. The glass is thrown on somebody's face. I'm taking 2 years in jail.
Aggravated assault?
Aggravated assault.
You're wild.
No, I'm kidding.
You're wild, dude. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Stop the violence. Felix Melo, shout out my boy. Much love to Felix. Asks, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this on air.
Let's do it.
It's not even a bad question. It's just because, like, you know, I know you got NDA signed, you got contract signed and shit, so you can't really speak on that too much. What's your next move?
I don't know yet. To be honest, I can't answer that. Shout out Milo. I know you want my spot. I know you want my spot, boy. No, I don't know yet. I have no plans for it. I go with the flow, and I have a lot of options. But
yeah,
I'm not gonna answer that for now.
So you've been in the same place how long right now?
8 years though.
It's a long time.
Minus two with COVID. So I'd say six.
Do you think, like, do you plan on making a move soon, or do you think it's, like, what do you think about working in the same place for 8 years?
I feel like I want to experience a lot of, like, new things. Mm-hmm. But it's hard. It's the same time you're comfortable, you know. I come out working PJs. I know everybody. It's like, I get my own shifts. I get this and that. So mm-hmm. I have just a lot of things that I could have. Mm-hmm. That I have, but if I switch jobs, it's just, you know.
For sure, you gotta start from, not necessarily starting from the bottom, but kind of, yes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Same. That's me, like me, what I'm feeling right now, going into a new restaurant and everything. Still not starting from the bottom. I'm not a fucking, you know what I mean? I'm not a dishwasher or whatever. But
it's a hard jump, though.
It's. Yeah. Any jump is a hard jump.
Yeah, for sure. But for now, I don't have the guts for it. Mm-hmm. But for sure, eventually, I will. Mm-hmm. I will. But right now, I'm good at where I'm at, to be honest.
Bless.
Grateful.
Good for you. Happy for you. And I'll ask you one more question now. Wait, actually. Do you consider your current line of work, what you do, healthy? You think it's like, you think you live a healthy lifestyle because of your work?
Oh, I told you that already. We talked about that. The alcohol that comes in, the little drink after work. No, it's hard. It's. Mm.
But if you're not abusing it, right? You can, you can claim you can say like balance is healthy. You're not getting true. Completely sloshed every single day, right?
True, but it's more. There's a lot of fun. There's more fun than. Healthy activities. You know, your coworkers are gonna say like, "Yo, tomorrow let's go jogging." Mm-hmm. You know, they'll be like, "Yo, let's go get 5 pints of Guinness."
Of course, but nah. But y'all been playing pickleball recently, no?
Yeah, shout out to pickleball. The fuck, got beat every single time. But it's shout out crazy. To that. No, I do a lot of sports. I try to stay healthy for sure because mm-hmm. That's in my nature. But I've seen a lot of people that are not healthy. Well, they're not active, mm-hmm. and you know they always go on a little bender. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them, bro. Who that? Nah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't judge anybody. I let people do what they do. You know what I'm saying? Healthy, unhealthy. We all
healthy, unhealthy.
We're all trying to figure this.
Buzz man, all that.
figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? That's perfect. It's perfect. Do you have any? Final words, final thoughts, any shout outs?
I want to shout out all the people in the industry for real. Like I said, it's not. People think it's an easy job because it's good paying money, but no, it's not. And you have to go every day, you have to go through hard clients, mm-hmm. hard rush, hard this, the weather, it's cold, it's hot in the kitchen, everything. Mm-hmm. So shout out to the cook, shout out to the waiter, shout out to the busters, shout out to the hostess, shout out to the managers, mm-hmm. shout out to the directors, mm-hmm. shout out to all y'all. Shout out to the industry itself. Good people.
I like that. Very wise words. Listen, I think there's only one thing left to actually ask.
Go.
Okay. Bro, $65 million.
I'm sucking it. I'm sucking it. For sure. I'm sucking it.
Beautiful. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Farm to Fork podcast. I'll see you guys soon. Much love.